Have you ever felt God's calling in your life? Have you ever felt God guiding you in some special way? Perhaps even a scary way.
And I saw the
even though you may not have
and I learned a little something
actually
about
heard God's about voice, could you feel God moving you in a new and compelling way in your life?
So I got to remember.
Many of us have been in that position, and I want us to talk about that today. But before we do, let's take a moment.
I know I'm going to make.
Letting God speak to us once again. Speak to us. Your word of love, and may it bear fruit in our hearts. We may be doers and not just hearers.
The whole grill was on fire.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Flipping them over and letting it go.
So many of us have found ourselves in that position, hearing God's call in some way, feeling compelled, moved by the Spirit. I know I have felt that way. I know Michelle, my wife, has felt that way. Many of us have felt that way.
Much better, Cody.
And I love listening to those stories.
More than I
you know,
ever
I can tell you about my own calling. And I don't think I've done that before. So I'd like to tell you about it a little bit. Before I do that, though, I have to tell you about a young man. His name was Akiba Ben Yosef.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he grew up to be one of the fathers of rabbinical Judaism. So the story goes that Akiba ben Yosef was walking one day, walking by a well, and he stopped to look at what was going on. He looked at the well.
I'm gonna go over and get a package.
And he saw in this well that there were drops of water falling on a rock constantly, one after the other. As he looked closer, he saw on the rope and the rock where the water drops were falling, there was a hole. In that place.
We'll skip this until
because of all the drops
next time,
of
next
water were falling in that same spot.
We'll have these.
And he said something. He said, you know, if the drops of water can, by continuous action, penetrate this rock, he said, how much more can the Word of God penetrate the human heart if presented with patient insistence?
Yeah.
All right? And I love that. You know, first of all, when I heard that story, part of me was like, I don't know if I understand this whole patient insistence thing.
All right.
Because those seem like contradictory terms to me. If you're patient, you're not going to be insistent. And if you're insisting, you're not being patient. But the thing is, according to this story, is that there is such a thing as patient insistence. And this is the way that God works in our lives, calling us patiently, but never stopping, moving us every day, patiently waiting for us to respond. So that's how I understand my call story. I know people who can say, you know, I was in this place, I was in this event, and something happened, and I heard God's voice, and in that moment, I realized that God was calling me to do something special, or something different, or something new. And I love those stories. But if you ask me, I cannot point to one particular event where God moved me in a special way that way, like that. Where God called me to do something. There's been many events. There's been many occasions in my life where God has been calling me and moving me. It's like if I were to ask, okay, so which drop of water made that hole in that rock? Was it drop of water number 500? Was it 502? Was it drop number 1,000? It's hard to tell. The reality is that yes, it was all of them, but it was none of them in particular. Are you with me? It's the continuous action that made that hole in the rock. And so at some point in my life, I felt that hole in my heart. And I knew that God had been working and doing something, even though I couldn't point to one particular event that had happened. God was moving, working, calling constantly. Now, I know that works differently for different people. And that's respectable too. If you have that one occasion in your life when you say, you know, Pastor, there was this one time when God called me in a special way, and I knew that my life had to change. And I want to hear that story if you have some time. I'd love to hear about it. Because I know that God moves differently in different lives and for different people. Now, Samuel's call story is interesting because he did not know what was going on, and he needed someone to be there for him through that process. He was a child. He was a boy. And when he hears God's voice, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't understand that it's God who's calling. So he hears it a first time. He hears it a second time. And at that point, Eli, the priest of that temple, decides to tell him, hey, next time you hear this, why don't you respond in this way? And so he does. And that made all the difference. From this passage, I glean a couple of things that I find very interesting. Number one, it is so important to have someone there guiding you, supporting you through your call. Calls are not just individual things. Yes, everybody's call in their own lives to do something in particular, but it's never something personal enough that other people won't be there for you, involved, helping you move forward. So that's one thing. It is important to have a community. It is important to have people around you who will nurture your call. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, the second thing that I think it's important for us to understand is this. God is constantly talking. God is constantly talking if we're willing to listen. Every day. Every day. I love Samuel's response. Speak, for your servant is listening. Listening, because God is constantly talking to us, listening must be a constant thing for the church as well. Because God is constantly talking, we need to be constantly listening. So these are the two things that I want to focus on today. Number one, so God's call is not an individual thing. I want you to picture this. In the quiet of the night, God's voice came to Samuel, but the young boy did not immediately recognize it. It took the wisdom and the guidance of Eli, who had heard God's voice before, the elder priest, to help Samuel discern and respond. This highlights the reality that God's call is not an isolated experience, but is often discerned and nurtured within a supportive community. I know this as a member of the United Methodist Church. It's very interesting to me how the process is designed for someone to become a pastor in the United Methodist Church. It's not just a matter of saying, hey, I am called to be a pastor. Of course, you have to know that. But at the same time, other people will have to see the fruit in your life as well, the spiritual fruit. Other people get to affirm your calling. By the end of the process, not only had I written all these theological responses, there were a lot of forms and letters that had been written by people around me telling people, yes, this person should be a pastor. It's a communal thing. It's a communal thing. I, in fact, would not be here preaching in front of you had it not been for all these other people who affirmed my calling. I would not be here for the people, even before I decided I wanted to become a pastor, people who were there affirming my journey, my spiritual growth, people who prayed with me, people who prayed for me, people who were there with encouraging words, people who corrected me. Boy, that was tough. But you know what? Looking back, I'm thankful for these people as well. They're part of my journey. They're people who came to me and did tell me, you know what, Pastor, that was a good sermon. Tell me more about this. And there were people who came and told me, you know, that's a pretty bad sermon that you preached. Thinking of a couple of people. You know who you are. No, it wasn't here. It wasn't in this church. But people came to me and gave me some feedback. And at that point, what I have to do is be open and listen and say, well, first of all, thank you. Because I know it's easier to listen to something that you disagree with and then just kind of be quiet about it. The hard part is, I'm going to go and talk to my pastor about it. Even harder it is to give constructive criticism. Even harder it is to say, how can I help you be better? Are you with me? My wife had a very important piece of advice for me one Sunday after church. When she came to me, and I always like to get her feedback, because it's you know, she's very frank with me. She's very good. So I tell her, you know, what did you think about the sermon today? She thought about it for a little bit. She looked at me and she gave me a piece of advice that I will never forget. She said, Ephraim, preach better. I was like, okay. Just preach better? Yeah. That doesn't mean anything. Yeah, just preach better. I think that's funny because it doesn't give me anything to work on. But even then I knew that there was something that I should focus on. So I kept asking questions after that. And then eventually she told me. But all of these people have been a part of my journey. Now think about the people who've been a part of your journey. People who prayed with you, people who prayed for you. I'm sure you can think of at least one or two people who really made a difference for you. Even people who provided some constructive criticism in your journey. We value those people as well. We value those people and we affirm them. And I pray that when the time comes, I can affirm someone else's calling. And I pray that when the time comes, I can say something more than, preach better. You know? And maybe the opportunity will present itself when I will provide some feedback and give some time to meet with an individual and say, this is what we need to work on together. Because a call it's not an individual thing, but it's a community thing. So we get to do that as a church. We get to be there for each other. So Samuel's story also reminds me that God's call is not a one-time event. Can you imagine what the story would have been like if God had called Samuel just the one time? Samuel! Samuel! Samuel gets up, goes to Eli, did you call me? No, 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 go back to sleep. The end. That would have been a short book, right? But friends, I am thankful because God insisted that night. Patient insistence. God was there and called Samuel not once, not twice, but three times. I am also thankful because God has constantly been calling me in my journey. It's very interesting how many people, when I talk with other pastors, they will tell you, you know, I felt God's calling me for all these years, and I resisted so much. Have you heard a story like this? And God's been calling me since I was a young person. But then I decided that I had other things that I had to do. And I gotta tell you, if it stopped right there, that's a short story. But the amazing thing is that these people will tell you, you know what, but God didn't stop calling. Over and over and over again, I could hear God's voice in one way or another until one day I decided I was going to respond. God never ceases to call us to new depths of faith, service, and love. This is not just for pastors either. I'm not telling you about it's not just pastors that get called to serve. All of us, every single one, we get to hear God's voice calling us to do something new, something more for the church. That doesn't mean you're going to stand in front of the people and preach. But we're all called to serve in some way. There's something that you can do that other people may not be able to do or may not be willing to do. So we have to be responsive. We have to be responsive to God's call. We need to adopt a posture of listening more than talking. You've heard that saying, right? God gave you one mouth and two ears for a reason. Right? Yeah, I think many of us go to God with so many things to say. I know I've been in that position. I have so many things in my heart and I want God to listen. God, listen, this is how my day went today. And I'm so frustrated. But there are times, friends, when you and I need to quiet down and listen to what God has in store for us. Listen to God's wisdom. Trust in His plan, trust in His love, even though it may lead us to unexpected places. God may even require us to change directions. You know, this church has been here for a while, right? Decades and decades. I hope you understand this, that yes, God's call to service and love in a community remains constant, but the ways in which we get to serve, the ways in which we get to proclaim that word, that message, that changes with time. And the calling that we as a church receive today is different from the calling this church received 20 or 30 years ago. Let me repeat that. We are called to love. We're called to serve. We're called to make a difference in the community. The way in which we're called to do that, the process has to change. And we need to be open to for that as well. We need to listen constantly because God is constantly talking to us. Are we willing to do that? Can we be like Samuel and say, "Speak, Lord. Your servants, your church, your community is listening." Can we do that? So friends, this is an important thing for us to understand, that God's calling is not an individual thing. We do that in community. We all take part of that. We nurture each other in love for God's kingdom. We build each other up. And we listen to what God has in store. We listen to what God has to say. And who knows, we may not be able to create a huge change or make a huge difference in someone else's life through our ministry. But guess what? We will provide perhaps something small that will make a difference. Like drops of water falling on a rock. We've received those. Perhaps we'll contribute a few drops of water in someone else's life. Can you say amen? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for constantly speaking to us. Help us constantly listen. Help us be attentive to your word. Help us understand that we are called to do our part, and understand that you do your part in our lives. Sometimes that is a long process. But help us listen. Help us understand that it will be something small sometimes, like drops of water, but we understand that with time, with patient insistence, that makes a difference in lives. That makes a difference in our communities. And so we're here for that. Use us. Move us. Challenge us. Here we are. Here we are, Lord. Your church is listening. Amen.